ABC Radio Australia.
Amnesty International has raised concerns a man who's facing extradition from Australia to Samoa may not get a fair trial if he's sent overseas. The Samoan Australian man is wanted by Samoan authorities over an alleged plot to assassinate the country's long-serving Prime Minister, and Liam Fox has the story.
Talalele Paunga is a vocal critic of Samoa's long-serving Prime Minister, Tuilaia Pasilele. Back in 2018, he made headlines when he hurled abuse and a pig's head at the PM during a visit to Queensland. Now, he's back in the news. Mr. Paunga was arrested in Brisbane in August after the Samoan government asked the Federal Attorney General to extradite him to face a charge of conspiracy to murder. Amnesty International's Pacific researcher Kate Schutze says it's a worrying situation.
The concern here with the extradition charges is that we don't know what evidence they have to allege that this person has been involved in any crime in Samoa, and yet he's been detained and held in custody.
Mr. Paunga's been in custody for 6 weeks. Last week, a Brisbane magistrate rejected his application to be released while he fights the extradition attempt. Ms. Schutze says it appears the pursuit of Mr. Paunga may be politically motivated, and Australian authorities need to consider the political atmosphere they could be sending him to.
Samoa's not the pillar of human rights in the region that it once was. We've seen the UN Special Rapporteur on the Independence of Judges and Lawyers communicate with the Samoan government this year around some of their concerns about the lack of separation of powers.
Mr. Paunga is one of four men Samoan authorities allege were involved in a plot to assassinate the Prime Minister last year, though few details have been released. In Samoa, three men have been charged with conspiracy to murder, an offence which carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. Lawyer Unasa Sapolu is representing one of them.
Even when we went for bail, we didn't know what the allegations are. There was no summary of alleged facts. There were no briefs of evidence. It was not until recently, about a month ago, that we suddenly, out of the blue, we received a bundle of documentation.
Earlier this year, after two of the accused were released on bail, Samoan media printed a letter the Prime Minister wrote to the head of the Ministry of Justice criticising the decision. Ms. Sapolu says it highlights what she says is the political interference in the case. She too fears the men may not get a fair trial.
You have the most powerful man in Samoa being the complainant. This is an assessor trial where you get people from the community, and it will not be your peers. It will be people selected by the Judicial Service Commission of whom most of the members are government employees.
Pacific Beat has sought comment from the Prime Minister's office and Samoa's Attorney General.